Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Oh, say can see.
If you're an American and you're professing to be a Christian,
well, of course, as American citizens, what we want is accountable leadership.
Why don't we throw in a constitution so they know what's in that?
Get engaged in the political process.
Honest.
You, my friend, are part of the problem
and not the solution.
Compassionate.
The church needs to rise.
The Monica Matthews
Show.
Welcome back to the Monica Matthews Show. Happy Tuesday to you. Life, love, and liberty. 2022. We have hemorrhagic fever is at the top of the list of things that we need to be paying attention to coming out of China. Excuse me. You have over 20 million people on lockdown, apparently, and we are about to send folks to China for the Olympics. I'm not sure how much sense that makes, but it's something for us to pay attention to. Dr. Malone, who has been banned from every possible platform of mainstream platforms and big tech, is sounding the alarm, letting you know that this is something that we absolutely need to be paying attention to. I'm currently co-hosting a space as I'm doing my show. And I'm on with a group of folks who are concerned about Ebola, and they are concerned about what this means for the country and what's coming up next, right? You also have Bill Gates talking about in the not so distant past, talking about smallpox. Right. I mean, what else do the powers that be have in store? So as many of you have questioned, you know, is this a bioweapon? Did it come from China? You have Dr. Fauci basically on trial in front of the United States Congress. And so, you know, what is that all about with regard to gain of function and whether or not, you know, he knew, they knew, who's they, right? So you have Project Veritas, who's just recently come out with, as of last night, coming out with connections between, quote, classified documents that allude to either Dr. Fauci knew and went ahead with gain of function anyway, but DARPA, apparently, for those of you who are not aware of who DARPA is, they are a very interesting branch of the DOD. They are an extension of the DOD, primarily around the area of science. So here's my prediction without any real inside baseball knowledge, if you will. I will just say if it smells like a scapegoat and it looks like a scapegoat and it sounds like a scapegoat, it's probably getting ready. It's getting dressed to put that bell on it and send it out into the desert. Who is the scapegoat? I do believe you're going to see Dr. Fauci as the scapegoat for the powers that be. Now, excuse me, if you think for 2 seconds that DARPA is somehow going to confuse where a document, a classified document ends up, and whether or not Project Veritas has access to that, and the fact that Project Veritas would not be shut down and otherwise thrown in prison with Julian for sharing, quote, classified documentation, if it was in fact classified, first of all, or if it wasn't meant to be leaked. I mean, come on. Come on. So this is information that is being shared with you as the public that is going to attempt to exonerate the powers that be and push the other subservient powers that be out into the desert with that lovely bell on its neck, tied with all of the, quote, sins of the powers that be and the scientific community. What is a scapegoat? Go back and read your Torah. go back and read the Old Testament with regard to what a scapegoat was and what the scapegoat was used for. Now, the worst thing that could happen is that you put all the sins of the people around that scapegoat's neck, send it out into the desert, and that sucker comes back. That's not how that's supposed. That does not work in your favor. That was never a good thing. If the goat came back, then the sins of the people stood. So it's going to be really interesting. It's because I believe that God is on the move, and I believe that all of these little fraudsters that have been working in the dark and a bunch of wickedness, right? And they think that we're just too stupid or lay people or dumb or uninterested or just gluttonous, whatever. We're the lay people who don't know what's going on in the dark, and things are, quote, classified. And I think that some of the classified stuff, God is literally going, let's pull this curtain back so everyone can see what's going on. And ultimately, people screw up because people are people, right? And people get sloppy and they get messy. And whenever God reveals a thing, I like to say God uncovers sin primarily for the sake of healing, because I don't see God as a gotcha kind of God. A lot of people do. But when it comes to, you know, sloth, greediness, all of this, murder, all the sins, right, of man, and we bioweapons, right, taking each other out. I think God's going to tolerate that for all of a season, and ultimately either you get right or you get left. Now, how he chooses to do that, I have no idea, because that's God's territory, right? But, you know, this whole showdown that's going on in the Senate today with Fauci and Burks and the whole fraud theater, you know, the big circus of, you know, so tell us again, you know, we know that you're on our side, Dr. Fauci, and talk to us again about people who aren't vaccinated, even though, you know, what it's doing is it's saving lives, but it's not prohibiting transmission, which we covered yesterday on my show. The CDC has officially admitted on CNN, nevertheless. Remember, see, this is what I'm talking about. Things are being uncovered in plain sight, so don't discount them. Pay attention. For some reason, my phone is now ringing, so let me deal with that while we're in the middle of my show here. Sorry about that. Speaking of wonderful sources, and they ring, so I'll need to call that source back. But I'm just here to tell you that you need to pay attention to what's right in front of you. What is 2 + 2? It is 4. There has been such a campaign to cause this dissonance, right? It's just this cognitive dissonance, which you've heard that term for like the past 4 years, probably more than you have in your life. And that cognitive dissonance, we used to make fun of the left for breaks with reality, right? Because you'd look at it and go, there's no way you think that's real. Like, no, there's no way that you are that broken from your own cognition. Right? But they are, and many people are. And so the gig that's been played on the world, not just America, but on the world, has been this epic psychological operation to really cause just this brain rattle. It's a brain rattle, right? It's almost like a concussion where you're hearing things and you're seeing things, but you're kind of, your hearing is a little dulled, maybe it's skewed, you're imbalanced, you know, your equilibrium is off. And so don't discount that, but I'm going to encourage you to step past that and begin to trust your discernment again. Begin to try, get out of the complaining mode and the whining and the casting, stones mode, because you know who's lying to you and who's not, right? But it's really important for you to pay attention to 2 + 2 is 4. But two plus two, let's go back to the 2+2. Now, something that has is trending now is that apparently the interview with the CDC director, Dr. Rochelle Walensky, has been edited and taken out of context, according to fact checkers. Well, if it's one thing we know about fact checkers, there's nothing factual about mainstream media's fact checkers. Literally nothing. They have been discounted. They have been discredited. I personally do not believe a thing that comes out of, quote, fact checkers. If anyone refers to themselves as a fact checker, I simply turn down the volume. I turn the dial. It's done. Now, so I want you to believe what she said, because many physicians are agreeing with her. Transmission, and not only that, the numbers of hospital visits and PCR tests are showing that that people are actually still having breakthrough moments and issues with this virus, even vaccinated. So it is not prohibiting the proliferation and the transmission of the virus. And that is something, that is information that many others and trusted people within the medical community have absolutely substantiated. So whatever the fact checkers are attempting to tell you, you know, that the sky is really not there, right? The sky is not blue, it's black. The sun doesn't exist. The earth is flat, or, you know, concave. Whatever it is, 2+2 is 7. Whatever it is the fact checkers are trying to tell you, I really want to encourage you to start, to begin, to trust your discernment, especially if you are a praying person. If you are a praying person, there is no reason for you not to believe the Holy Spirit speaking to you and what you know is true. There's no reason for you not to trust that. Now, I realize that some of us are rusty in that department, but that does not mean that is something that you should not trust, is your discernment. So, you know, it's interesting that this whole theater that took place today, you know, in the Senate, and I didn't watch all of it. I watched a very brief portion of it, and I'm sure I can go through the clips and I'll talk about it probably more tomorrow, if it even bears discussing, to be honest with you, because all of it is theater. Whether Rand Paul is ripping a new one into Fauci or Birx or whomever, for every Rand Paul, there's, you know, five people who think he just hung the moon. Many of you have asked, can he be arrested? Can he be? Sure. Should he be? Absolutely. Should he be charged for crimes against humanity? In my humble opinion, yes. The evidence is very clear. It is, he has lied. He has lied before Congress. Anyone else on the planet who lied before Congress would have already been brought up on charges for lying before Congress. A case would have been referred, and you would be up Poops Creek right now, but not Dr. Fauci, because Dr. Fauci is a scapegoat. And scapegoats always, you know, they just keep taking it on. And it appears as though he's going to get away with this. And I'm just telling you, the people he's in bed with are going to hang their sins and the sins of others around this international humanitarian crisis, this existential disaster, this demonic manifestation of hell in the way of COVID and all of the variants and everything coming out of it. What's going to happen is they're going to hang the sins of all of that around his neck. That is my prediction. That is what I see unfolding. That is my discernment. If I am wrong, I will gladly retract, but I don't think I'm wrong. And it is no coinkadink that old Project Veritas is coming out with it now. And actually kind of completing the circle, if you will, of DARPA. So I'm going to let you dig in and do your own research on DARPA. One of our media darlings who was let go from Newsmax, Emerald Robinson, really called DARPA to task around the Bioillumin film, you know, that was the, what is it, the luciferase that was involved in the vaccines. She has made connections between DARPA, the vaccinations, all kinds of things. And she's, you know, outlined it on her Substack. She subsequently was removed from Newsmax and Twitter for, quote, disinformation. Also, apparently she just wouldn't play kiss ass with the White House staff. And so she's gone. Excuse me, but she is still around. And she just put out, you know, another Substack this week that kind of outlines, hey, here's step one, step two, step three, step four. Is any of this making sense to you with regard to the Ghislaine Maxwell debacle, as well as Chilliad? You know, she points again to DARPA. So there's a lot to unpack that honestly, you have no control over. And the only thing you really have control over at this point is you and your family. That's it. Your health, how you contend with this, how you manage all of this. And so I just want to encourage you again, very, you know, in a very matter-of-fact way, in a very basic application, applicable way, if you will, a practical way, right? To get out and move, get out and exercise, get some sun on your face, get your body moving, prepare your body in the way of, you know, if you're going to take prophylactic measures with regard to if you're doing zinc or quercetin or, other things that other people have said are good for you to go ahead and get your zinc levels up over 50, all of that. I'm not a physician. Again, disclaimer, I'm not a doctor. So you should absolutely consult with your homeopathic trusted sources or your MDs who are on top of this. Highly encourage you to do that. But this is not the time to panic. Whenever you see things like hemorrhagic fever coming across, could be coming across the ocean. But I agree with my brother, who's on Twitter with me a lot, and I'm co-hosting a space of his right now, even though I'm doing my show, a gentleman by the name of The Truth Factory. He is out of Texas. He's a lovely man, very smart, very spiritual, and a brother in Christ, and, you know, and very pragmatic as well. He's calling people to, you know, prepare for what could be coming across the ocean, not in fear, but in preparation. So make sure that your body, your temple is good to go. Make sure you have rest. You're losing weight. You're getting rid of excess poundage. You know, you're in prayer. And I'm adding to that, that you would start to change your language and that you would create an iron dome, not only over this country, but your respective families, your neighborhoods, your cities. And what I mean by that is through words, a verbal iron dome of the word. As these things are attempting to make their way to this country, I want to encourage you to create a spiritual iron dome over this nation. And what do I mean by that? As I covered, and I have been covering for the past week, these bacteria and viruses are intelligence. They have an intelligence. They are intelligentsia. And they have a communication network. And so I want to encourage you to disrupt their communication before they have the ability to even set up shop in your body, before they have the ability to even enter in through your nasal passages, your throat, through blood, whatever, saliva. I would encourage you to speak confusion over those communication waves. Complete obliteration of their communication efforts. And because I believe in the power of the word of God. And so whenever you speak truth and you speak life, you ultimately will bring death and confusion to those communication networks of intelligence. And I believe that the word of God is that powerful. It is made up of that amount of matter and power packed with an infinitesimal, just dynamite. I mean, it has the ability to move mountains, to bring people back from the dead. Okay. The word of God coupled with even a grain of a mustard seed of faith has the ability to bring people back to life from the grave. Okay. And to wipe out tumors and cancers and bacteria. And I mean, the word of God was raised from the dead 3 days after death, 3 days after every single cell in his physical body ceased to be oxygenated. The blood stopped moving in his physical body. So he was brought back to life and he's alive now. Right? How many other people did Jesus bring back to life by simply speaking a word, touching them? Right? Think about that. just touching the word. And so I, you know, much like Israel has an Iron Dome, and I know Senator Rand Paul is catching a lot of flack right now. Apparently he is holding up funding specific to the Iron Dome, and he is demanding that we use, you know, reallocate the funds from the Afghanistan debacle, which I don't blame him, to be honest with you. But he is the one holdup, apparently, in the Senate for funding the Iron Dome, and everybody's all flipped out. And one reason why I'm not a big fan of this filibuster, if you will, or this stalling of this funding is because it's going to end up becoming part of a large omnibus, which I personally think should be completely banned from the use of that type of, I would call it pathological politics. Omnibuses are historically and notoriously pathological, and it's where all politics occur. They have nothing to do with you, by the way, or the betterment of your life or this country or the world for that matter. Like, it has nothing to do with anything that's good. It's all politicking. It is all manipulation. It is all chess, right? And it involves playing chess with your life, your livelihood, your ability to prosper, your safety, all of it, your education, right? Your ability to travel freely, to live freely. It is insane how people pack things into an omnibus and think that that is remotely responsible whenever it comes to a form of governance. I am ardently against that because too many shenanigans occur. And so, you know, shame on Rand Paul right now for holding this up to the point that it would become part of the omnibus. By February, this is something that I do believe we have agreed to assist in funding. It is something that we should continue to assist in funding. This is not the time to be holding it up to say, well, just move the funds from Afghanistan and, you know, use those funds to fund it. I get it, but I am not for it, because I understand that it will likely end up going into an omnibus. Now, I'm not really sure why they've given one person this much authority over this, but nevertheless, that's what it is. So the Iron Dome, what does that do? Well, it keeps rockets and other things, you know, from dropping into coffee cafes throughout the day, right? It is exactly what it sounds like. It is an Iron Dome. And so it prohibits the entrance of foreign objects of a certain ilk into the physical space of Israel. And so whenever I'm asking you to start speaking confusion to those communication networks of bacteria, of viruses, and be specific about which viruses and bacteria you're calling out, that means you're going to have to do a little bit of homework on that. When I'm calling you to create an Iron Dome network over this country and over your personal body and the bodies of your family members and your community, your loved ones, even your enemies, because we're called to pray for them too, and we're called to bless them too. Even as we're praying for those things specifically, I believe that the Word of God has the power to confuse your words. Okay, not even the Word of God. But the Bible says that your words have the power of life and death. So it's time for us to start killing off with our words these unseen microbes, these unseen bacteria, unseen viruses, right? And their communication networks that are not unseen under a microscope. They are not unknown to scientists in your medical community, not at all. And so do a little bit of research and find out what you need to be calling out and start scrambling in the spirit, in the invisible realm, start scrambling their ability to communicate. That's what I have for you tonight regarding communication. So in closing, I do want to say congratulations to the Georgia Bulldogs right here in my home state. I did have a little bit of fun on Twitter last night, which seemed to upset some of the Roll Tide fans. But I did that intentionally because honestly, Alabama fans are the most obnoxious, and one of my dearest friends is alum. And so Roll Tide alum, and I love her with all of my heart, truly. But usually those fans are literally the worst. And I did have a flock of them come after me for something that occurred on a national level regarding one of their beloved players that, you know, you could probably look it up in the news cycle and you'll find it. But I've never been met with just such gross, arrogant, vile, horrible folks who are in complete idolatry of their football team, of their players. I mean, it's unbelievable. So I had a little bit of fun last night. Of course, if that doesn't apply to you, then don't get your Alabama Roll Tide panties in a wad because I'm not talking to you. But if it does refer to you and you know who you are, then I am talking to you. And so I had a little bit of fun. All of the fireworks from here to Alabama were going off right here in the city of Atlanta last night. It was very exciting to see. So between the Braves and the Bulldogs, you know, we're making the Falcons look like chickens. So congratulations to the Dogs. Go Dogs. And until next time, I'll be back with you guys tomorrow. Get on the treadmill. Get out and walk. Start taking the supplements that you need to take to build up your immune system. Lose that weight. Get happy. Start praying. Love a little more. Forgive a little more. And remember, if you're an American, act like one.